Breakfast.
Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Welcome to the Best Bits podcast. It's Jack here for more Radio Breakfast, and we've put together our favourite bits from the past week. You know, the moments in the show that made us laugh. So enjoy, and make sure you join us live every morning on More Radio from 6 a.m.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More
Radio. Friday, August the 21st. On this day, 46 years ago, at a hospital in South London, the sound of a baby was born. And it sounded like this. There's only one way to start the show. Yay! Jack the lad, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Aww, that's so sad.
Yeah, it's a big day.
How does that line go? Another year passed, and what do you get? Another year older and deeper in debt.
Turn that frown upside down. We've got a lovely show planned for you today.
You haven't planned anything, have
we
you?
We will plan.
Of course we have. Tom, we need a mode.
We need to do something. Yeah.
Thank you for playing the song. Yes, today is my birthday, 46 years old. I know it's hard to believe because I don't look a day over 45.
Listen, but in all seriousness, happy birthday. I hope you get showered with love and gifts by your nearest and dearest this weekend.
Thanks, mate. Yeah, got a nice weekend planned, actually. Tomorrow we're going to do a walk across the fields near where I live to one of our favourite pubs. I've got one of my best mates coming out from London, which would be nice. We do all social distancing, of course. But yeah, I mean, I haven't seen my family yet. Cause obviously, I come in, they're all sitting in bed snoozing. So I'm hoping that when I get back, there'll be a brass band outside, you know what I mean? A Porsche with a bow wrapped round it, you know what I mean? Yeah. And a foolish breakfast.
Stop pinching our ideas.
Yeah, what I'll probably get is home to the sound of Sally Ann having a go at the kids, a cold sausage sandwich and a weak cup of tea.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The Best Bits.
Hi, if you've just joined the show, this is perfect timing for you. Special day today. We're celebrating our beloved colleague, friend, Jack the Lad's 46th birthday today.
I'm not happy about what's going on right at this minute. Why don't you paint the listeners a nice virtual picture with your words?
Okay,
about what you're looking at.
Currently, we're looking at a man with a T-shirt all over his head. You're totally blindfolded.
I feel like I've been kidnapped in an episode of Peaky Blinders.
You do look a little bit like you've been kidnapped.
You see, we wanted to celebrate your birthday in style. Right. Lou and I decided, admittedly, a little last minute, that we wanted some entertainment for you this morning.
Yeah, and we looked at all the options. We looked at magicians. We looked at stand-up comedians.
Yeah.
All sorts of different things. And, you know, it's hard to get people last minute.
It is very hard. But we did get someone who's in the studio with us now.
Yes.
You're not making him feel particularly good, may I say, with the fact that you keep bringing up the fact they're lastminute.com. Yeah,
you don't know.
Oh, no. We are being out of very order. Chuffed yeah. with our... booking with our choice here.
But the fact that you two are so happy means I've got to worry, didn't it? Let's be honest.
Okay. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hello, my name's Erai Sally, and I'm a hairdresser.
Well done. I've got all the need in the world for you, Erai.
Jack, you can now take your blindfold off. Erai, you're not just a hairdresser, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my goodness, mate.
What else do you do?
I'm a belly dancer.
Jack, enjoy your private show. So we'd like you to also commentate, Jack, so our friends listening
can...
What's going on?
Well, Erai is, first of all, she's got a face shield on, so she's safe. She's socially distanced.
Yeah.
She's giving me a very, very iffy look. And she's in like a sequined like outfit with gloves on, and she's giving it the best she's got. This is wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tom, keep your eyes up, son.
Sorry.
Keep your eyes up, mate. Hey, come on.
And this is your present from us, Jack.
It's very nice. Are you having a nice time, Erai?
Yep. Yeah. He's nodding.
This is very, very surreal. She's lovely, isn't she, Tommy?
She's very lovely, indeed.
Very lovely.
Have you ever had a personal belly dance?
Belly dance, no. This is quite extraordinary, isn't it?
It's coming up to a big finish now. Jack, this is for you. So enjoy, mate. Enjoy.
Bless you.
This is being filmed, everybody. So just keep an eye on socials a little later on. More Sussex. Oh, wow. Yes.
Very good, Erai. Very, very, very London.
There we go. Round of applause for Erai, everybody. Brilliant stuff. Erai.
Thank you, Erai. That was lovely. Very lovely.
Come to the microphone. Let's just tell everybody where we could find you online and how people could book you, because that was brilliant.
Well, you can find me on Facebook. Just look up my name, Erai Sally, and give me a message.
Yeah, or get in touch with us at the radio station.
Yeah, we'll pass on the details.
What I love is Erai Sally's got a face shield on, obviously, because of what's going on. But she's like accessorised it, Lewin. She's got
diamantes.
Yeah, it's lovely. Thank you for getting up so early and coming in for my birthday. What a lovely lady.
Oh, you're welcome.
And yeah, it was lovely. You're very, very good at what you do.
Thank you very much.
Bless
very
you. Good. What yeah, a nice lady.
She looks incredible.
She looks amazing. Listen, you want something different for a party? Get in touch with us and book this lady right now, everybody. Erai on the show.
Well done, lovely. God bless you.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Lou and I, we thought we got to be able to sing Happy Birthday to Jack.
Mm-hmm.
We thought that's what every good birthday needs.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, we thought we probably need a professional.
Yeah,
for this.
That was the thing, because we're not great vocalists. So
Taylor Swift here.
We've sourced a professional to sing Happy Birthday to you, but we didn't know which genre to go with.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. We sort of considered all the options, but we considered opera, heavy metal.
Well, that's my type of music, isn't it? Heavy metal.
Well, I mean, Tom was really pushing musical theatre.
Musical theatre.
He was, because he knows I can't bear it.
Yeah, we thought that's not
jazz
quite
singer,
you.
We
yeah, jazz.
Jazz.
We like that jazz kind of blues, maybe.
You've got an animal, haven't you?
Then, no, we have
an
not.
An animal?
Then we had a light bulb moment.
Yeah.
Okay, it did hurt, yeah. Here to sing in her own unique way, Happy Birthday to Jack the Lad, is the lovely Lynn Nash. Lynn, over to you.
Thank you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Happy birthday, dear Jack. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Jack.
Oh, incredible.
Lynn, that was amazing. How long have you been doing yodeling for?
Since I was 10, I was a closet yodeler till about 2007 when it came out.
Amazing.
Superb. You should always be proud of what you are. Lynn, thank you very much. Where are you calling from, my darling?
Calling from Hertfordshire.
Blimey, you're national.
Yeah.
Lynn, before you go, my darling, let's just get Tom and Lou to do a yodel and you can rate them to see who you think is the best.
Oh,
so, Lou, can you do a quick happy birthday to you with the yodel, please?
Happy birthday to you. Oh, gosh, that was awful.
Yeah, out of 10.
I think I could do better than that.
Two or three were tough. You've had your go. Tommy, let's hear what you've got. Come on, give it your best.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, that was better.
Oh,
yeah.
I think Tom.
Sorry, Lou,
but I think Tom just pipped you to the phone.
Yeah, no, he definitely did. That's fine.
Well, listen, Lynn, you need a partner, you know what I mean? Have Tom, because we're desperately trying to get him out of here. Thank you. Coming on and making me feel very special on my big day. You're lovely.
You're very welcome. Happy birthday.
Listen, it's worth pointing out here that the lovely Lynn is a multi-talented musician, singer. So just very quickly, Lynn, tell us what else you do and how people can book you, because that's what it's all about. We're helping the entertainment industry a little bit this morning. So give yourself a bit of a plug here. So you don't just yodel, do you?
No, I'm a musician, multi-instrumentalist. I also teach ukulele, and I am a singer-songwriter and a voiceover artist. So
wow!
Oh, well done, you, Lynn!
If we want to look you up online, where do we go?
Well, you can go to lynnnash.co.uk or simply yodel in. So put yodel in front of my name, L-Y-N-N-E, Lynn, yodel in. And, lynnnash.co.uk, or I'm on Facebook, Yodelin or Lynn Nash Music.
Lovely. Well, thank you for taking the time. And, Lynn, would you just do 5 seconds, one happy birthday burst to round off the show for us, please?
Yeah. Happy birthday to your little lady. Oh, happy birthday to your little lady. Happy birthday, dear Jack. Happy birthday to you, little lady.
Yeah!
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Listen, we've just got to take 30 seconds here. Last little surprise for your birthday from us to you.
Okay.
We've had a belly dancer on.
Very lovely she was as well.
We've had a professional yodeler.
Equally as lovely. Yeah, you've been very kind to me, both of you, today.
But the most important part of a birthday, we all know.
Yeah.
is the cake.
It is the cake.
Yes, it is. Yes.
So I spent my Thursday afternoon...
No.
Baking.
Oh, yes, no. What, did. Tom? What? I don't want to eat stinging nettle cake.
What are you talking about? Lou's a vegetarian. Doesn't mean she's going to make stinging nettle
Tom,
cake.
Tom, you always have a go at what Lou eats. Don't take the moral high road.
I spent a whole afternoon making this. You haven't seen it yet. I've iced your name on it and everything.
Where is it then?
Take a little bit in, because we're all in separate studios, so we can do the socially distancing.
Oh, it looks lovely.
Lou's off the little corridor with the studio doors on it, and she's...
Oh, look, my lovely little... Oh, look at that. Oh, thank you. There's two peas in happy, darling. There's two peas. look.
So, listen, a load of pictures and videos from our belly dancer will be up on socials later on. More radio. So more Sussex is where you need to keep an eye. Jack, have a quick taste now.
No, just quickly. Mm-hmm. Why am I the first one tasting the cake?
It's your birthday.
You cut the cake. It's your birthday. That's how it works.
Tom, I'd be honoured if you tried the first one.
I'd really want you to.
I'm just a very giving man. It would mean a lot to me if
eat the cake.
We're running out of time.
Eat the cake.
And please tell us what it is. Because I don't know what it is.
It's chocolate cake.
It's chocolate cake, yeah. Well,
Double layer.
Double layer.
It's got some sprinkles on. Okay. I've iced Happy Birthday Jack.
So it's a pretty good damn cake.
It's a good cake.
Yeah, moist.
Hang on a moment. There's an aftertaste there. Have you put grass in this?
No.
It's absolutely delicious.
Yeah?
Thank you.
It's made of kidney beans.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You've made him a kidney bean chocolate
it's
cake.
Honestly, it's my favourite recipe.
Oh, he's spitting it onto his desk.
Jack!
Mummy!
Happy birthday, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
We've been intently discussing You Never Would Have Thunk It this morning, because normally it's Jack's game, but today... Tom and I are taking over.
Yeah,
which is good, because I'm just in the middle of eating my second favourite cereal for my treaty breakfast.
Well, happy birthday, mate. I hope you're having a nice day so far.
I'm having a lovely day. You've been very sweet.
So just for one time only, we're flipping it on its head, as Lou's just said. So we've got a thunk it for you,
right.
Okay? We're not answering this. It's just for you and our friends listening.
Okay.
All right, it's a tricky one. It's okay. A good one though as well.
And if you're listening at home, I'd like to point out that this doesn't apply to you. This still applies to Jack, but you have to decide on his behalf.
Thank you. Yes.
Well, you've had a lot of this is the only one you've ever done, so it needs to be good, man.
Okay.
It is.
So, Lou, this is for the rest of your life, this dilemma.
Okay.
Lou, over to you.
Okay. So you can choose either to have my legs for the rest of your life. The rest of you still the same, but you have my legs.
Or
well, you got nice legs.
Or you have my legs. As well as your own. So you have, just to paint the picture, either Lou's legs on your body.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Lovely svelte legs
on your
body. Or you have my legs coming out your hips and your legs on the front as well.
Kind of crab-like.
Yeah.
But I'll be wonky because you're taller than me.
This is the dilemma.
Well, you could have his sort of further out, so they've got a little bit further to reach the ground. Mm. It's fine, you can still walk.
Lou's got good legs.
Great legs. Oh, sorry.
Easy. You want to see the backside they're connected to. Tom has also got very good legs.
Oh, thanks, mate.
For a bloke. I don't know.
Either way, on holiday, you're going to be weird.
Yeah, exactly. And that's just what I'm thinking about. When I see myself walking around the pool on holiday, I see... Why am I visioning myself in bikini bottoms? I don't need to wear them. I haven't got a loose bottom. Do you shave your legs? Because I know not all women
do. We've had this discussion. I epilate them. So it's a machine that pulls them out.
Oh, that sounds
a little bit like waxing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there's that to contend with.
So, yeah, lose legs for the rest of your life. Or you have my legs alongside your own. So you get four pairs of man legs.
Well, the first...
Not four pairs. Four individual legs.
Yeah. I feel like the boss of... If I had the four legs, I feel like... Do you remember the boss of the factory in Toy Story, the crab guy?
Yeah.
I kind of feel like him.
Yeah.
Jerry makes a great point on the text. He says, how are you going to get jeans if you've got four legs?
You'd have to have them specially made.
Yeah, specially made.
And then someone here, who's this? Because we've had another text come in. This is Adam. He says, happy birthday, Jack. Thank you, my mate. He says, you're called Jack the Lad. If you had four legs, you'd be called Jack the Crab. Which is true.
Cassandra says, what colour is Lou's hair? Because you could let your leg hair grow, but it must match the rest of you.
Well, my hair's dark.
Dark. So you've got dark, hairy legs. So that would work for you, Jack. You're kind of rugged, dark brown, with a little chestnut colour in your chest, aren't you?
Sorry. I mean, but yes, I am. I'm immediately thinking about money. I've never played this game before. Can I make more money having four legs? Because I can... like enter four-legged races and stuff like that.
I see. I thought you were going to say you'd save money by having my legs, because you didn't have to buy a load of specially made jeans.
That's true. Someone here says, I'd have four legs. Imagine how fast you could swim. Nigel says, get four legs, Jack. You'd be amazing at football.
Yeah. Do you know what? I'm very sorry, Lou, but I'm going to go for the four-legged option.
I see.
I want to have four legs because I just look good, I think.
We didn't tell you the caveat. If you have four legs, my two on you have to be in stilettos all day, every day.
Okay, I'll have Lou's legs, please. My stiletto-wearing days are done.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, mate. Yeah, 38 today. Who'd have believed it? Yeah. 38 years old.
46 today.
Shut up, please.
Simon in Burgess Hills pointed out in the text, 8-22-22, by the way, start your text with the word more, that you share a birthday with someone incredibly famous.
Ooh, who?
And Simon wants to know whether you have any similarities with this person's main talent.
Oh, well, I mean, people like to know if they share their birthdays with famous people. I don't know anybody that I share my birthday with. I don't know anyone famous.
34 years old today. Mm-hmm. The fastest man to ever grace planet Earth, Usain Bolt.
Yeah, I can get on board with that. That's quality.
Over 100 metre sprint.
Yes.
Okay, so he can do that in 9.58 seconds.
Yes.
In his heyday. What kind of lead would you want for it to be a close finish?
So he can do it in 9.58. I can do it in 9.59.
So, just back.
It depends what's at the end of the track. If there's a bottle of Chateau Neuf de Pape at the end of the track, he only needs to give me a couple of metres because he ain't beating me to that. Happy birthday, Usain, if you're listening. More radio.